So I really want to hear about this 64-year-old lady. What an incredible case.
Yes. I mean, she's a remarkable lady who comes 5 hours from Atlanta to me. And when she presented, she actually had developed respiratory difficulty, significant dyspnea, worsening cough, and found out to have significant involvement with her right lung and bilateral diffuse pulmonary infiltrates. And a workup resulted in the diagnosis of lung adenocarcinoma. But unfortunately for her, at the same time, workup also showed a nodule in her right breast. And that was biopsied, and that was breast cancer. So she had two cancers. The good news was she had good functional status. She didn't have any other comorbid medical conditions. So she was seeing me and one of my breast cancer colleagues and the breast cancer surgeon. And the team decided to give her 4 cycles of treatment with carboplatin and paclitaxel. Because she was clinically sick, we didn't want to wait for any molecular testing to come back. We thought carboplatin, paclitaxel would affect both breast cancer and lung cancer, get her lung cancer under a little bit control, and then do the surgery for breast cancer.
What was the ER and HER2 status on the breast cancer?
She was ER-PR negative for breast cancer.
And how about HER2?
Her HER2 was positive.
Wow, interesting. So you gave her chemo.
We gave her 4 cycles of chemo for lung cancer. And she showed stabilization and some improvement in her symptoms, but radiographically, there was not much of an improvement. So stable disease would be the best at that point. And she did go on to have surgery. So we had to interrupt treatment while she had the surgery and came out of surgery. Fortunately for her, the breast cancer was stage 1. There was no nodal metastases, which we knew ahead of time that she did not have extensive breast disease and it was a small lesion. So the good news was the breast cancer was out, but the bad news was it had been 3-4 months since her last chemo, and she started getting worse, and she had developed a pleural effusion. She had lymphangitic carcinomatosis involving the lungs. She required a lot of oxygen. And by then, we had the results of her lung cancer molecular testing available, and we knew she had a BRAF V600D mutation. This was almost 14 months ago. And at that time, there was no approved therapy for BRAF mutation. So we had to get the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib through the company as part of their patient support program. And the dramatic part is within a few weeks of starting the treatment, she came off oxygen. Her breathing status improved considerably. She was able to ambulate, go out of her house. And when we saw the scans 2 months later, we were truly amazed at the extent of response. She tolerated the treatment well, and now she is continuing to lead a normal life and continues to be on therapy, doing extremely well.